Blog Talk Radio.
Maryland, hallelujah, glory to God, United States, North
America, hallelujah, Western Hemisphere, glory to God, planet Earth, hallelujah, glory to God, just in case, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, we bless God. This is your host, Pastor E.T. Byrd, Bishop E.T. Byrd, Brother E.T. Byrd, just Brother Byrd, it don't matter, hallelujah, what matters is Jesus is Lord, hallelujah. To the glory of God the Father, hallelujah.
Oh, amen.
Hey, glory to God. Oh, I feel my help coming today. And I guess what? I've got news for you. Your help is coming today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just need you to understand this right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know somebody that needs a miracle today. You know somebody that got their back against the wall right now. You know somebody that's troubled in their mind. That's troubled in their bodies. Come on now. You need to get on the phone and call them right now. Because the victory celebration is on the air. And God has decreed and declared that today there are going to be miracles, hallelujah, healings in the camp today. I'm talking to you, Damon. I'm talking to you, Dion. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm talking to you, Brother Anthony. I'm talking to you, Kim. I'm talking to you, QB. I'm talking to you, Dominique and Justin. I'm talking to you today. I'm talking to you, hallelujah, Sister Linda. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell, I'm talking to you, Sterling. I'm talking to you, glory to God. Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan, hallelujah, and Danya, hallelujah, and Tiffany. I'm talking to you too, hallelujah, glory to God. Faith and Coco, glory to God. I'm talking to you today, Ronald Harris, hallelujah. Our mother, Dolores Harris, Angie Harris, Yvette Harris, I'm talking to you today, glory to God, Prophet Cynthia, I'm talking to you today, Cynthia, hallelujah, and Rachel, and Stephanie, and another Stephanie, and Steve, and Brad, and Isabella, glory to God, and Eric, and Keisha, I'm talking to you today, hallelujah, Bishop Elect Norman Nevins, hallelujah, Apostle Margie Mercer, I'm talking to you today. I'm talking to you today, Denise Brown, hallelujah, and another Niecy Brown and David Brown. I'm talking to you today. Anybody, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm talking to you today, we are the boy. Julie, hallelujah, Anna and Ava and Kitty and little Kitty and Stephanie and little Stephanie and Dominique and Desiree and Monica and hallelujah and Victor, glory to God. I'm talking to you today, Carol, another Carol, hallelujah, Carol and Doug Wilson and Teresa Wilson. I'm talking to you today. Glory to God. As we praise God, as glory to God, as we worship Him, I'm going to tell you something now. I'm putting in the atmosphere these people. If you know somebody with these names, oh, glory to God. James, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Reggie, another Reggie. Another Dominique, hallelujah. Danielle, come on now, hallelujah. Danielle, Terry, glory to God. Yvonne, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Janice, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Raylene, hallelujah, Debbie, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, Joyce Dukes, hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Tavon, another Tavon, hallelujah, glory to God. Maurice, hallelujah. James Kelly, Shirley Hendricks, hallelujah, Michelle, hallelujah, Marvin, God bless you, hallelujah. I'm calling on you today. I'm putting your names in the atmosphere of praise and what I'm putting a name in the atmosphere of glory to God, miracles, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. God is present to heal and deliver today. Get them on the phone right now. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for our Holy Ghost filled team today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the dynamic duo from Essex, Maryland. Hallelujah. The oldest Lee. God bless you, Pastor Lee. Are you there?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And Pastor Maxine Lee, are you there?
Yes, hallelujah. Praise him.
Amen. Hallelujah. And Pastor, glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, are you there?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I guess y'all know it by now that Brother Bird is here on the scene.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has promised today, that miracles will happen today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are in need of a miracle in your life, whether spiritual, mentally, physical, social, or financial. Hallelujah. I want you to know that at the appointed time, we want you to lay hands on your phone or your computer or whatever device you're listening to it as a point of contact. And God has promised to heal in Jesus' name, that he be glorified through you being healed and delivered today. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Can I rent one for just a little while?
Amen. Amen.
Oh, my. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of angels have stood to attention right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they're ready to do the bidding of the Father. Put us in us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Through us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've got news for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to hear the voice. God is doing what he said he's going to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before I go any further, glory to God, I got to put my feet back on the floor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I have to introduce to some and present to others none other than the dynamic duo from Six Merlin who are going to come forth with the Pastor's Corner. This is directed to the 1,000 pastors of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International throughout the world, and of the leaders and people of God, period, and the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for this dynamic duo, the precious mouthpieces of the Most High God, our authorized warriors and guardians of the altar. Hallelujah. I thank God for you. At this time, without further ado, we present and we introduce none other than Pastor Theodis Lee and Pastor Maxine Lee. The floor is yours. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Dr. Birds. It is so great again to be able to come before you and to share the word of God and to allow God to use us for his glory. And we are just so grateful and thankful for each and every one that have turned on the radio broadcast on today and is hungering and thirsting after righteousness, hungering and thirsting after God's word. Amen. Praise God. I'm not going to hold you too long on this afternoon, amen, but I'm just going to share with you what I felt led of the Spirit of God that God placed in my heart, in my husband's heart, Pastor Lee, amen, and I'm going to speak first, and then I'm going to turn over to him, amen, but I want everybody that have their Bible, and if you don't have your Bible, you can use your cell phone. If you don't have it on your cell phone, just have the listening ears and have your heart open to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church.
Yes.
For we are the church.
Yes.
Well, amen. And some of us, amen, praise God. We need to have that listening ear.
Yes.
Instead of allowing the enemy to dull our hearing.
That's right.
To what God is saying. I want you to turn to Mark 9.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to go down, amen, to the 14th verse, and we're going to read, praise God, and we in the passage of Scripture, we're going to just be obedient unto what God said. His word, amen, he says, all things are possible to him that believeth, amen. And I want to start reading with the 14th verse. And read down to the 29th verse. Praise God. And God is, this passage of scripture is talking to the powerlessness of the disciples. He's talking to the disciples, and they didn't have any power. They had power, but they didn't realize they had the power. Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah. So we're going to start with the 14th verse. And it says, and when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioned with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what questions ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which have a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he formeth and garnished with his teeth, and pinneth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit teareth him. And he fell on the ground and walloped, foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us,
yes,
and help us.
Yes.
Jesus said unto him,
yes,
if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes.
That's right.
Yes.
And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears,
yes,
Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief.
Yes.
When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more unto him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture I want you to focus on, amen,
yes,
is Mark 9:23.
Yes.
When Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible,
yes, yes,
to him that believeth. All things,
yes, right,
are possible,
oh,
to him that believeth. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Another verse of scripture, amen, that you can go for reference, amen, is Matthew 17:20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain, excuse me, as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto the mountain, remove hence to yonder place,
yes,
and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. In Luke 17:6, it says, and the Lord said,
yes,
if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed,
yes,
you might say unto the sycamore tree,
yes,
be thou plucked up,
yes,
by the root,
yes,
and be thou planted in the sea,
yes,
and it shall obey,
yes,
you.
Good word.
Another scripture,
yes,
is John 11:40. Jesus said unto her, said, I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God.
Right.
I want you to focus on that.
Yes, Lord.
Thou shouldest see
the
glory of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. We thank you.
Yes, we do. Yes,
hallelujah.
Good word. Good.
You know, we have, amen, praise God, in the United States, praise God, we have a state, amen, that has modeled, amen, this quote, amen, hallelujah. It is the only state that has taken this motto directly from the Bible, and that's the state of Ohio. Hallelujah. Who would said, all things are possible to them that believeth. Amen. Glory be to God. They don't even, some of the people don't even realize, hallelujah, what they have taken, amen, as a state, amen, that all things are possible to them that believeth. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Can God make the impossible possible? Hallelujah. Similar to Israel, amen, at times, you can be put into a temporary yet difficult place or seemingly impossible circumstances. Yet what looked like a mess for the Israelite, God turned into a miracle today. He can do the same for you. Amen. See, the children of Israel, they need to be set free. Amen. From, amen, Pharaoh, praise God. Over in Egypt, praise God. They were in slavery. They were in bondage. They was mistreated. They was abused. They were killed. They were stepped on. They were lied on. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they needed a miracle from the Father God. And they sang and they prayed and they cried out unto the Father God. And God, amen, brought them out of that bad situation. He gave them a miracle. It took a while, but the miracle came. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. What does it mean? Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible with God. Impossibility things can happen because nothing is impossible with God. God can do miracles as many as he wants because he is God.
That's right.
Simply because he is God. Amen. But God cannot do miracles to those who do not want to receive his miracles. You're crying out and you're asking God, hallelujah, for healings and miracles. But do you really believe? Hallelujah. In the past of scripture, amen, hallelujah, the child and the father, their spirits is help my unbelief.
Yes.
They needed a miracle.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
And God can do miracles as many as want. Hallelujah. The miracle. But God cannot do miracles to those who do not want to receive his miracle. The same is true to a person who refuses to be born again. God cannot save you unless you want to be saved. God cannot set you free from the hand of the enemy unless you want to be set free. Amen. Hallelujah. Is it anything hard for the Lord?
Nothing.
It's nothing too hard for him. Hallelujah. And we just thank and praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be God, because he wants to.
Right.
All things are possible with those that believe.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Is anything possible if you believe? So many of us have fallen into the trap of letting others dictate what we can and what we cannot do. The truth of the matter is, yes, we can do what we choose to do if we believe in ourselves. We have the ability to create anything we set our minds to do. Hallelujah. God is spoken, amen, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And he is speaking to the leaders, amen. And he's telling you to do this, hallelujah.
Right.
Do not let anyone,
yes,
anyone tell you you cannot do it.
That's right. That's right.
Because God has given you the ability within you that you can do it.
That's right.
He has given you the strength,
yes, Lord.
And he has given you the power.
Thank you, Jesus.
All things are possible to them that believe it.
Hallelujah.
What is faith? Amen. Faith is having confidence or trust in a person. Excuse me. Seeing all concepts in the context of religion can define faith as belief in a God or in the doctrines of teaching of religion. Faith is simply believing, having confidence, amen. We believe every day that we, when we sit on a chair, that chair is going to hold us.
Right.
We believe every day. When you get in your car is going to take you from point A to point C.
That's right.
We believe every day. Amen. Praise God. When we go to bed at night, hallelujah, that our Father God is going to wake up. Hallelujah. Wake us up in the morning. And we're going to be shining for him.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
We believe every day that our boss, the person that we work for, amen, at the end of the week or at the end of 2 weeks or at the end of the month, whenever your pay is, that you're going to receive the pay. Amen.
Amen.
So why can't we just believe that all things are possible, amen, in Christ Jesus? Why can't we believe that healing, amen, hallelujah, is possible? Why can't we believe that miracles are possible? Why can't we just take God at his word? Why can't we just trust him?
Yes.
Why can't we just live and abide in him, amen, like he has commissioned us to?
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Is there anything God cannot do? The only thing that God can do is three things that he can do. He cannot lie. Hallelujah. You can find that in Numbers, the book of Numbers, the 23rd chapter and the 19th verse. Hallelujah. And it's other passages. But God cannot lie. He cannot change. God said he changed not. And you can find that in Psalms 33 and 11. And he cannot allow sinners into heaven. I want you to hear this. He cannot allow sinners into heaven. And you can find that in Matthew 7:11 and Matthew 7:21. Amen.
That's right.
For the mouth of hell is broadening itself. Hallelujah. For Satan and amen. His workers. Amen. You know, if you are a sinner, You're working for the devil.
That's right. That's right.
You're working for the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. And God cannot allow. He only can allow those. Amen. Hallelujah. That has repented of their sin and that has given their life to him and that is living a holy and righteous life before him.
Hallelujah. That's right.
How do I ask God for a miracle? Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
How can you ask God for a miracle?
Yes.
Ask positively.
Glory.
Allow yourself to be moved by God's power and grace. Pray with an open and receptive heart. Don't subdue your emotions. Let them out. Amen. God said, cry out. Spare not. Let them out. Amen. You need a miracle for the Lord. from the Lord. It's no time to be pity-patty. Amen? But let your emotions out. When you feel moved, it's okay to cry. Amen. Allow, amen, those tears to come. When you feel the need to shout, yell out, shout, amen, hallelujah. When the Spirit calls you to sing, sing and give praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, amen. Belt out a psalm, hallelujah. Allow your emotions to wash over you, amen, praise God, hallelujah.
That's right.
Express your feel to God and don't hold back.
That's
pray
right.
for your miracle with blind, passionate faith.
Yes.
Blind, passionate faith.
Yes.
Prayer takes many forms.
That's right.
And you may feel more connected to God when you're singing or reading and studying the Bible.
Yes.
Allow your time to worship to become prayers to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Find what works for you.
Yes.
Don't be concerned what works for sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so, but find what works for you.
Yes, Lord.
Everyone is at a different point in their spiritual journey.
That's right.
There is more than one way
right.
to connect to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I connect to God a lot of times. I'll sing, and I'll just worship.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All of a sudden, that song just springs in my heart, and I begin to worship God. I'd be in the kitchen cooking or washing the dishes, and all of a sudden, amen, hallelujah, I begin to sing and worship God. I'm connecting, hallelujah, to my daddy. Hallelujah. Pray positively.
Thank you, Jesus.
Place your faith in God and trust that God will answer your prayer.
Yes.
Remain positively thoughts in your prayer. Avoid negative thoughts.
Hallelujah.
Phrases including thoughts.
Good word.
Thoughts of positiveness.
Good word.
When you don't trust in God's capabilities, you are praying with a doubtful heart. I believe, I know that my God, amen, lives. I know that his word is true. I know that he will do exceedingly abundantly what I even ask or think. I know, praise God, if I continue to abide in his word and his word abide in me, that I can ask what I will unto him, and he'll give it to me. I know, hallelujah, whatever miracle I am in need of, that my Father God will give me that miracle. I believe and I trust in him, hallelujah. He's not a God that he should lie or alter his word in any form, hallelujah. But his word will go forth and accomplish what he has sent it forth to do, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you,
I give thanks, hallelujah, to my God.
Thank you, Lord.
With a prayerful song, a thought of thanksgiving, or with a kind act, hallelujah.
Yes.
I praise God for his guidance and wisdom.
Yes.
I thank God for calming, hallelujah, my fears.
Yes.
I thank God for bringing me above, hallelujah, my self-doubt. Hallelujah, for giving him my hope.
Yes.
I praise God for his faithfulness and commitment to him. I sing his songs when life is at its highest or when life is at its lowest. Hallelujah. I am so grateful to God in all that he will do and all what he is going to do. Hallelujah.
Right.
I thank God for what he has done in the lives of others.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Pray.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because all things are possible.
Oh,
and then after you pray, be patient.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Waiting for the miracle to happen, it can be frustrating. You may feel hopeless. You may feel helpless. Hallelujah. You may even feel lost. Amen. But you be patient. Amen. Let patience have its perfect work in you. You may want to ring control. your life from God. You want to take that control, but you give it to God. Take a deep, calming breath. Don't lose faith in God. Confess your fears and doubts to God. Allow your passionate faith and blind trust in God. Remove the burden of doubt from your heart.
Hallelujah.
What did the Father say and the Son? He told Jesus, he said, take my unbelief. Sometimes we just need to say, here I am.
Yes, that's right.
Hallelujah.
Father, just take my unbelief. Hallelujah. Take all of my doubts. Take all of my fears. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to remain focused on what God is capable of accomplishing in your life.
Yes.
Be comforted by the knowledge that God is a loving, all-powerful being.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God wants you, amen, to pray and praise him for the miracle you have asked.
Hallelujah. Thank
now
you.
God said to believe.
Yes.
All things are possible
That's right.
To them that believe.
Yes,
Mark 9:23.
Yes.
All things
are
to them that believe.
Yes, Lord.
Dr. Bird, I think I took my husband's time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to turn it back over to you.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
No, she didn't.
Pastor Theodos, if you want to say a couple of words, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No. Thank you so much. But my wife, the Lord has led her in the direction she went, and we believe in following the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for your liberty always extended to us. But the Lord has said what he wanted to say through us, and we just turn it back over to you. And thank you for another opportunity to be able to come on your broadcast and share the word of the Lord to you and your wonderful listeners as well, brothers and sisters in the Lord, Brother Bird and Sister Bird.
God bless you real good. And it's in line with what God has spoken to my heart today about what's going to happen. And preparing people to receive, believe, and they're going to receive the healing and the miracle today, today. Glory to God. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Let's give him praise.
Oh, Lord, you're so good.
Lord, you're so good
and your mercy endures forever.
People from every nation.
We worship you.
We're singing hallelujah.
Bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, 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 glory. Pastor teaches. Hallelujah. We thank God for the pastor's corner today. I say,
amen.
It's the foundation of what God's going to do and is doing right now. And Pastor Peter, if you would come over here now, and I have the elements for communion, and I want you to just come over and open us in prayer, and then do the Old Testament scriptures, and also do the housekeeping suggestions.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
God is good. Hallelujah. All the time. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus, for your goodness, your kindness, your tender mercies, and your great love. Father God, from the rising of the sun until the going down the same, your name is to be praised, and we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're wonderful, Jesus. You're awesome, God. You're awesome, Father. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. For what you're doing, Jesus. What you've done and what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for the word that just went forth. We thank you, Lord God, for every listener. We thank you, Lord God, for touching and healing, Lord God, even while the word of God was going forth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for opening up doors and opening up minds, Lord God, and hearts to receive the word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, we claim this on good ground, Lord God. Bring it forth 30 and 60, 100-fold return, even 1,000, Lord. Hallelujah, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for being a God that hears our prayers. Oh, hallelujah, and answers our prayers. Father God, that has feet and runs swiftly to hear our cry and to answer us, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being that God that hears me, that loves me, and, Lord God, that just wraps your arms around me, hallelujah, hallelujah, and just soothes my fears and all the cares of my heart, hallelujah, that protects me. Lord God, in the street as I go back and forth or to and fro, Lord God, have to travel, Lord God. Hallelujah. You protect, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. Just thank you, Lord God, even for protecting the household, our home, and not letting any plague come nigh our dwelling. Hallelujah. Thank you for keeping us healthy, keeping us whole. Hallelujah. Complete in Christ Jesus. Whatever the need is, Lord God, Lord God, you send the answer before we even pray sometimes, Lord God. Before we even realize there's a need, Lord God, you send the answer, and we thank you, Lord. Just like your word said, before we even pray, you've already answered us. Hallelujah, and I thank you, Lord. Putting food on the table, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. Hallelujah, gas in the tank. Hallelujah. Protection over the home, over the doors, every door and every window. Hallelujah, we praise you, God. We thank you, Jesus. You're an awesome God. You're an awesome Father. There's none like you, Jesus. There's none like you. Hallelujah. And you prove yourself constantly. You prove yourself all the time. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're an awesome God. And we praise you. Give your name to praise. Lord God, bless every hearer on today. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, let the word of God be broken down so, Lord God, even our youngest hearer will hear and understand in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, and you'll even prove yourself even to them. Oh, we praise you, God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah. So we ask you right now to call all the family members together. The cats, the doves, hallelujah. Everybody, get your communion members, elements together, your juice, your cracker, whatever you're going to use for communion. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, thank you, Lord. get your pencil and your paper. Hallelujah. Get your composition notebook out. Hallelujah. Call the family members. Anybody you know that's standing in need of prayer, call them on the phone. Give them the number that you dialed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know that there's a need. They have a need in their heart, a need in their life. Call them up. Hallelujah. Don't be selfish. Don't keep it to yourself. God has enough to go around. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God can prove himself to them too. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Our Old Testament scripture reading, Jeremiah 18. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. Along with the elements that you get together, get your scripture, get your Bible. Hallelujah. Your cell phone, wherever you want to read the word. Hallelujah. However, your laptop, your tablet, however, get the word of God out. Hallelujah. Pencil and paper, too, so you can take notes. You'll be able to refer back to them during the week. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And don't you know different situations will come up and you'll have to refer right back? The Lord will allow you to hear something today that you're going to have referred back to during the week. And you, if you take notes, the Lord can allow you to write down just what you're going to need later on or in a few days or maybe even sooner than that. And you're going to say, oh, where's that scripture? Where's that scripture? It's good to know where the scripture is, especially one that says God can do all things. Is nothing impossible for the Lord? Because life can present some pretty tough things, and that looks so insurmountable. And you've been like, wait a minute, oh my gosh! And sometimes things will come to our mind that'll boggle us before we even think. Wait a minute. I've got a scripture. God already gave me a scripture for that. So why should I fear? Why should I doubt? Hallelujah. And you put the scripture on it. And once you start quoting that scripture, that insurmountable problem will start shrinking. In your heart, you'll be feeling more and more hope towards that thing, and it will look as small as a pea. You'll say in your mind, God can handle that. God can handle that. I'm not worried. Because the enemy's job is to come and shake our faith. But when he comes knocking with doubt and fear, send faith to the door. And you know what? It'll stop. Those thoughts and all will stop. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in a potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. That was the Old Testament scripture. Hallelujah. We'll turn to our New Testament scripture reading, which is Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. This is our New Testament scripture reading, which was Romans 12, 1 and 2. And some weeks ago, the Pastor Bird preached on this, and the Lord told him to put the word emotion there. And it said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your emotions. Your emotions. Hallelujah. And we know a lot of times that he shared a whole lot of times when we get in trouble, when we have acted rationally, irrationally about some things or real quickly about some, it's because we have allowed our emotions to get in the way. Hallelujah. And now we know that when we allow our emotions to dictate to us, we regret it. The Word of God has already given us a scripture about that. And don't you know that there is nothing in life that can come up that God has not already given us a scripture to smack it with? Don't you know when the different thoughts and all are going through your mind, if you open up your mouth and send out the praises of the Lord, send out the Word of God, send out His scripture, don't you know your mind's going to shut down to hear what's coming out of your mouth? It's going to shut down to hear what's coming out of your mouth. Hallelujah. The enemy's job is to make us think, oh, the Word of God don't work. The Word of God don't work. I don't know what you're saying that for. I don't know what you're saying that for. But if you when those thoughts come, if you say all things are possible to them that believe, don't you know the enemy is going to stop? They'll say, like, wow, they used to rattle her. They used to rattle him at one time. Why can't I get her in there? Why can't I get her upset in there? That's because you are standing on the Word of God. Hallelujah. You're standing on the Word. The enemy may stop in that area. He may go somewhere else, but he will stop bothering you in that area because he's going to see that you have sent the Word of God in that area, and you're not going to take your hands off of, you're not going to change in that area. You're going to stand on the Word. He may go somewhere else, and then when he go there, give him, smack him with another scripture.
Hallelujah.
Scripture with that too. And then you know what? He'll leave you alone in that. He's going to do his job. He got a job to do, but God has already equipped us to do our job, to do the job that he has given us, and he has given us our tools, the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Thank God, hallelujah, for his word today. We thank God for emotions, because they highlight what's going on in our hearts and in our lives. When we stand on the promises of God, oh, yeah, we can be emotional. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We can jump up and down, holler, and scream when God has worked a miracle in our lives. Hallelujah, when he's healed our bodies, when he made a way out of no way. Glory to God. Oh, then we can be emotional. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The trouble for a lot of folk is that they'll let their emotions lead them when their emotions are dictated by circumstances and not by the Word of God. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we look at what we see and we can start to weak in the knees. Hallelujah. Start trembling. Hallelujah. And then we make a mistake by letting the emotions of the moment lead us. But when we are led by the Spirit of God, when God says, yes, you can, then you can get all emotional you want. And then God said it. God settled it. Hallelujah. You can do somersaults. You can run through trees, leap over benches, swing from the chandeliers. That's the God. And God's word comes true. And today, y'all going to be doing that. Today, somebody is going to, a whole lot of somebody is going to be healed and delivered today. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody, hallelujah, that's been looking for a job is going to get a job. Somebody who's looking for their children to reconnect with them.
Amen, amen.
Call on the phone. Hallelujah. They may knock on the door today. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And looking for that loved one. Hallelujah. That just dropped off the scene. They're going to show up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In a good machine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In a new car. And they say, look here, I got this car, but it's yours. Hallelujah. They're going to come to you. and he's going to be like the three kings, hallelujah, coming to get presents to God, to Christ, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your family members have been estranged, hallelujah. Some of you got estranged husbands and wives. I want you to know that God is mending right now, hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a burden bearer. He's a heavy load. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I've got to stop here because hallelujah. We got so much to do. But call folk on the phone. You know somebody that's troubled in mind. You know somebody that's depressed and don't see a way out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you, Eric. Hallelujah. And Keyshawn. Hallelujah. Oh, we're putting your name up in the atmosphere right now. Hallelujah. And another Eric. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Jason. Glory to God. We're calling on you, Jason. Who am I talking to today? I'm talking to everyone that needs a miracle today, everyone that needs healing today, everyone that needs spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial prosperity today. I'm talking to you right now. Hallelujah. You and you and you and you. Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. Right now, hallelujah, glory to God. Right now, we're just going to go right into Holy Communion right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, we thank God, hallelujah, for the meal that heals.
Yes.
The meal that gives life, preserves life, and revives life. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. Hallelujah. Go to it right now. Hallelujah. And be prepared. Be expecting God's miracle in your life, on your children, your parents, your loved ones. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Expect a miracle right now in Jesus' name. The word of the Lord says, examine yourself. And we do that right now. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, O God. As we speak your covenant names aloud, you become that to us. So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you are Jehovah Sid Canute. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. And we thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And, Lord, we thank you. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. We glorify your name right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, oh God. And your word again says, examine yourselves. And we do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We comprehend. Be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Ephesians 1:7. Hallelujah. Galatians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. In other words, our sins are forgiven because of your blood, Lord Jesus. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Now your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand hallelujah, what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life and death. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word's going to do what it was set up to do. Hallelujah. You're going to carry out your word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper which it was sent. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 138:2 says, there's one thing you put above yourself, it's your word. Hallelujah. And then hallelujah. Psalms 89:34 says, you keep covenant, and what you have said out of your mouth, you're not going to change. So we thank you for your word today.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We ask that you would bless it, anoint it, sanctify it in Jesus' name.
Amen, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
On the same night in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He broke it, hallelujah, and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that your word says that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. Luke 4:18.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 61:1-3. So we thank you for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the hallelujah, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now, from our fingertips to our toes. Nails. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Our toes, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for creative miracles, for healings and deliverances and miracles all over the world right now. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our natural miracle right now in Jesus' name. That health miracle. Cancer's being dissolved right now. Tumors disappearing right now. Ganglionic cysts disappearing right now. Mm-hmm. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Arthritis and rheumatism disappearing right now. Hallelujah. Glucose levels coming to normal. High blood pressure coming to normal right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. New knees, new kidneys, new spleen, new gallbladders, new bladders. Hallelujah. Glory to God. New hips. Hallelujah. New lungs, new hearts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Eyes opening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. New vision, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ears unstopped. Hallelujah. Hearing right now, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The dumb are talking right now. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing right now. Your word declared. Hallelujah. In Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:1-2. Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100. We are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for healing bread today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you, Lord, he declared, this is the new testament in my blood. This is my new promises. My new gifts, your new heritage, your inheritance, hallelujah. And I wrote it in my blood. Take, drink, all of it. Do this and remember to me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 says, God says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, I will pass over. When I see the blood, I will, oh, glory to God. Lord God, thank you for the Passover. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven on every spell against us and our family, every hex. Hallelujah, hallelujah, every curse against us and our families. Fire, 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 fire. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, reverses, discombobulates, eradicates, hallelujah, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for Holy Communion today, oh God. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bear to my heart where the blood applies. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name today, oh God. Oh, we glorify your name, O Lord. We honor your name today, O God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. And Father God, hallelujah. We thank you for our family daily confession. Hallelujah. 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 We speak now for every man, woman, boy, girl in our families, in our extended families. We stand in the gift gap for them. We speak in their place, O God. We speak for them right now, O God. We turn them over to you right now, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, entire first chapter. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We have fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, O God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now you know what time it is now.
Hallelujah.
It's time for the Word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've been receiving the Word of God all through this program, all through this service. Hallelujah. It's the continued Word of God.
Been good.
Amen. Lord God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free, oh God. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Satan, we say, if you notice right now, you already defeated. We bind you in Jesus' name. We evict you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God for the hallelujah. Seed sown today, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for giving back 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase in blessing. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless. Oh, glory to God. God bless all of you listening right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got news for you. Come on now. There was a man sent by God to effect a whole nation. And one of the names they called him was David. And David changed the whole concept that he addressed throughout this country and throughout the world. Hallelujah. Yes, David was born September the 9th, 1890. Oh, you thought it was another David, didn't you? I gotcha. His full name was Harlan David Sanders. Y'all know him as Colonel Sanders. And before Kentucky Fried Chicken was a regional, a southern dish. It was not all over the world. It was not all over the United States. But because of what he did, and he was one of the first that dealt with franchising, he took fried chicken, which historians say was actually brought over here from Africa, the frying in oil, the deep frying in oil, was brought from Africa. That's what some historians say. Anyway, he took it to another level. And he took it to such a level that church folk start calling it the gospel bird.
Amen.
Look, because at the time, chickens were a delicacy. You had to be rich in order to have a chicken meal. And it was for a special meal. It wasn't an everyday occurrence. It was just on special meal. Again, you had to be kind of rich. But Colonel Sanders so affected the market that people started having chickens in their own backyard. They didn't have to go to the store and get some. They said, well, look here, I know it costs a lot of money, but maybe I can get me some bennies and raise my own chicken. He helped to spawn the chicken industry. Purdue and all them buddies owe a lot to Colonel Sanders.
All right.
But here's the key. You said, well, what does that have to do with what you're getting ready to say today? He had secrets, 11 secret ingredients. That to this day is still secret. That it's held tightly. I mean, I don't know where the ingredient, the recipe is held, but I know Fort Knox don't have nothing over the focus keeping this stuff secret. But here's the key. Several weeks ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned to you about a secret sauce. a secret to getting, having a victorious life in Christ? Well, I found out that you know, aside from you know, asking God to come into your life and make you a new creature, that's a given. That's what you need to do. And as for the gift of the Holy Spirit, that's a given. There are 11, there are 11 secret ingredients, 11 sauces, secret sauces, that you have to spread over your Christian walk.
Hallelujah.
And be able to have prayers answered in order to be victorious in everything you do. Now, that day, I talked about number one. You had to believe. You had to call those things which be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Romans 4:17. You had to actually speak a thing, and it would be established. You have to step out in faith. That's number one. Guess what, folks? Glory to God. Today, I'm giving you the secret sauce. Number two, glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, I'm giving to you the secret sauce. Number two, hallelujah, glory to God. Y'all better get your books out. Y'all need to get a page and go to a page and number it 1 through 11. The first one is call those things that be not as though they were. Today I'm talking about the next secret sauce. And we'll find that in Matthew 6 and 12. Go to Matthew 6 and 12. Oh, when you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Petey Gonzalez has arrived. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Read that for me.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Whoa. Secret sauce. Some of you are struggling, and then you complain to God. I asked you for this, that, and the other. I done requested this. You said I'm a child of yours. I pay my tithes. I pay my offering. Glory to God. I go to church every time the church is open when we can get there. Oh, you know what we're going through now. But normally speaking, I sing on the choir. I'm on the usher board. I'm on the deacon board. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm on the pastor's aid committee. I'm on the kitchen committee. I do all of this. And I asked you for such and you didn't give it to me, Lord. What's the deal? And you got to get a snippy with the Lord, a little cake with God. But you don't understand. Read that again.
Give us this, 12, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Now, the most important word in that is as, A-S, as we you understand. Some of us are locked in to stuff in the past. And you keep going. In fact, go down. Do me a favor. Go to 14. Read with 14.
For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
Read some more.
But if ye forgive not, men, their trespasses. Neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
You got to understand. You got to let it go. Not for the person that offended you. Not for the person that you loaned money to and they didn't give it back. Not for their sake, but for your sake. I got a preacher told me a long time ago. I heard him say this long. First preacher I ever heard say this. Say that unforgiveness. It's like you drinking poison waiting for the other guy to die.
Amen.
I think that was Pastor Mitchell said that.
Praise God.
Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? And you wondering why God? I've been waiting on you for a long time. God's sitting up there waiting on you, baby. Son, daughter, motherfucker. He's waiting on you to fulfill the word. His word is right there. It's clear.
It ain't rocket science.
Amen.
It really isn't a secret, although a lot of people make it a secret because they keep stepping over that. They keep jumping over that. They keep jumping over that fence. You got to walk through that gate, baby. You want the blessings of the Lord to come upon you and overtake you? And then you complain to God. Jesus Christ. I had one person telling me, of course, I ain't going to say who it is, because that wouldn't be right. But they complained while they asked God, why I asked God for something that he didn't give it to me. And they still in trouble. They going through. Because the mother done died. Dead for 20, 30 years. And they still holding art against their mama. And they don't understand why their prayers aren't that. They don't understand why they're going through certain things they're going through. There's certain things you go through just because you're living in this life.
Amen.
But there's some things that are unnecessary that you go through. In other words, that's not God's plan for you, but since you stepped out of his will, see, when you don't forgive, you're out of God's will. Can I say that again?
Amen.
When you don't forgive, you are out of his will. But, Brother Brad, you don't understand what they did to me. You don't understand what he did to me. You don't understand what they did to me. I don't care what they did to you. God doesn't care what they did to you. Let me take that back. He does care. But he says, I got a remedy. Because, see, they wounded you.
Uh-huh.
They don't need healing. You do.
Amen.
You get wounded. You in the army. You get wounded on the battlefield. And you wait for God to deal with who shot you. Baby, you need to get healed. You need healing, baby. And God cares about you.
Hallelujah.
He cares about you. But he can't do nothing because there's one thing he put above himself. And what's that, Pastor Peaches?
His word. Hallelujah.
Psalms 138, verse 2. I did not write it. I came too late to change it. And y'all folks said, but you don't understand. Glory to God. I had to forgive folks for what they did. Folks have lied on me, done some things on me, hallelujah, all kinds of stuff. But you know what? I just bow my head, and I forgive them, and I move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I'm moving ahead. I'm pressing forward and mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to dig no ditch. What's that next verse, next scripture in there?
Proverbs 26:27.
Look here. Some of you want to get back at the folk that did you dirty. Oh, I'm going to get them. Oh, yeah, we're going to fix them up. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Yes, the law is for the lawless. Now, you let the law deal with them if they were lawless.
Amen.
And you share that. You deal with truth. But don't you try to dig no pit, because what happens? Read that scripture.
Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein.
Keep on reading.
And he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him.
The stone is going to make a U-turn and come back and hit you, baby. Go to Romans 12:19, please.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You get there, say amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
My.
Romans 12:19, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.
Okay, read that again. Start again.
Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves.
Okay, wait a minute. That's talking to you sister and brother in Christ. Dearly beloved, he loves you. Avenge not yourself. Don't you do it. Why? Go ahead, read.
But rather give place unto wrath.
So, what that means is open the door and let wrath leave you. You give it a place that's outside your door. It's not in your heart. Go ahead now.
For it is written,
Vengeance
is mine. I will repay.
I know. Praise God. Look here. There is another scripture. Glory to God. Because people say, well, you know what the Bible says, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Where's that scripture? What's the next scripture?
Psalm 7:15. I think that might be it. Let's see what that says. When you get there, say amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
All right. Let's read that.
Psalm 7:15. He made a pit and digged it, and it's fallen into the ditch which he made.
All right. So that's amplified what I just said. Now, what's the next scripture?
Romans 12:19.
Okay, go past that. What's the next one?
Deuteronomy 19:17-21.
All right, that's it. Come on now. Read that. Okay, because see, you hear people say, well, you know what the Bible says, an eye for eye, two for two. And that's what y'all want to do. Read that. Deuteronomy. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 19.
About 17. 19, chapter 19.
Yes, verse 17.
Okay, start reading that.
Then both the men between whom the controversy, 17-21, okay.
Go ahead.
Shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges.
Hold it. It said, stand before the Lord, the priests, or the judges. It just said you take the law into your own hands, baby. Why do you people keep on quoting part of a scripture? I hear people quoting all the time. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. But they forget some of the other part. The other part is that's the heritage of the servants of the Lord. You ain't serving God. That ain't your heritage. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. I got to stop now. Hallelujah, because we're going to continue this on Wednesday.
Amen.
The secret sauce, the number two,
hallelujah,
is God will forgive you as you forgive others.
Amen.
Not fighting others, but as you forgive others.
Mm.
You've got to forgive.
Amen.
You know, one of the things that you need to understand, that you close the door on a lot of blessings of God when you deal with unforgiveness. Father, I thank you for the word that's come forth right now. I thank you, Lord, that it's touched somebody's heart, it's met somebody at the point of their need, and it's answered the question why they don't get their prayers answered. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We ask, O God, that you would touch their hearts to be on the service, in the service on Wednesday at 7 p.m. to hear the rest of the story. God bless everyone that heard this today. In Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches.
If you want Jesus Christ to come into your heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins. Lord God, I believe you died, you rose again, and you're sitting right now on the right hand of the Father. Father God, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart. So, Lord God, therefore I am saved. I believe you saved me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Saint of God, if you'd like to call us after the program is over, dial 410-444-5152. Our mailing address is the Potter's House Church, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. See you on Wednesday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
them right there, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your healing, Lord. Thank you for your healing, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for your healing. We magnify your name. Oh, Lord, thank you.
Everybody, come on.